Evelyn, let's go of her embryos. We're talking about lunches and lace fronts. We have news and gossip and much more. It's all coming up.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I'm moving very slowly.
Right. No,
the one night I wear my hair up, I can't really whip it.
I'm like, right?
I got my curls cut down last week.
No, right. I don't want to end up like OG and be in the middle of my head now. I don't want that.
I would tell you.
I don't want that. Hey, how are you guys? Thank you guys for joining us in this recap of Basketball Wives. I am Elle Marie, and I have my other host here with me.
Yes, yes, yes. It's your boy Jay Lamar, and I'm back.
Once again, we're back again. I'm Kayla Renee.
Hi, guys. I'm Laura L. Thomas.
Good episode. Towards the end.
Yeah.
We had the fluffy stuff in the beginning.
Yeah.
But.
Slow burn.
But I like
for me.
The ending lit up.
It's
true.
Yeah, so we are going to talk about that. Overall, like I just said, it was like slow in the beginning, but got popping towards the end. Definitely. We all kind of feel like that way about this episode.
Yeah.
Okay, let's kick it off with something that's kind of a little sad, soft and sweet at the same time with Evelyn, because we'll get into the mess later. So Evelyn, first we see her talking to her daughter and then, you know, telling her she's deciding to let the embryos go, you know, and her daughter's like, guessing, trying to like, where are they? Are they in the refrigerator?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, with them. That was weird. Awkward. But but I know when a few episodes ago, they showed Evelyn with the doctor talking about what to do with them, if she wanted to let them go, if she wanted to keep them, if she also wanted to give them up for adoption, because we found out the new thing of like embryo adopting.
Yeah.
But then she decides to let them go. So she goes to the beach. She's with Jennifer, which is like, we have our mixed feelings about that relationship with Jennifer and Evelyn because of how Jennifer's starting to act around her, but it's nice that they have come back together for times like this.
For this, yeah.
Yeah, you know, when you really need someone to be by your side.
I think it's an overall sad situation because you think you're getting to this thinking that you and your partner are about to, you know, have all these babies together.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's a sad thing to just, like, let them go. Some other celebrities I've read have done the same things, you know, they get their embryos and then they let them go because, of course, they don't want people just be walking around with their babies. They're their babies.
Sure.
I really wish that her and her baby daddy could have had at least one more baby out of it.
Yeah.
And then when her daughter was like, oh my God, they're going to be walking around looking like Carl. And I'm like, Carl is cute. And
her son is really cute.
Like, yeah, it's really cute. Yeah. I was like, well, it's going to be some more cute babies.
Yeah.
Like, it just won't be just... Yeah, you make all the cute sis though.
I feel like the whole situation went, it was a little sad, but we all know Evelyn to be a little dramatic over the top. So I'm just like...
She real dramatical.
Yeah. I agree with you though. Like that one, maybe like one more would have been kind of like sufficient. But, you know, if the man ain't working out, if he not trying to do his
daddy
duties.
Yeah, I was going to say, that could get awkward.
Yeah, you can't bring another kid into this world.
Yeah, sure.
Like, you know what I mean? That's hurt and everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's super selfish.
And so. Especially you guys already have a child together.
Yeah.
And what if he's not that present in the other child's life? I don't know really how that would work. But it can happen though.
Yeah.
Crazy things
happen.
I think
he's a good dad.
I think, but like, just like, let's just say, for instance, I wanted nothing to do with this child.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Okay, and he actually kind of starts to do that and shows a difference between how he treats Leo and how he would have treated the other child. So it gets a little sticky with that. Like, we just gotta let it be.
Definitely. I kind of feel like if it was a different baby father, like if it was Chad, Ocho Cinco. I definitely feel like that she would have possibly talked him into having, you know, another child, even if they weren't together. If they didn't go through the situation that they went through, I think that she probably would have had, like, one or two more kids.
Yeah, I think she would have, too.
Yeah, because she did the same thing with Chad.
Yeah.
But she didn't really talk about what they decided to do.
She didn't say what they did with their embryos.
Mm-hmm. This makes me think, how many situations of, like, IVF has she really been through with, like, all the men that she's kind of dated?
Well, I don't think she actually started it with Chad. I think they just froze the embryos. I don't think she actually, like, went through the process of starting to get pregnant. They were, like, holding off.
Well, the embryos are his sperm and her egg. So where are they? Evelyn.
We want to know
where you and Ocho says. Where you and Chad is at? Where the embryos at? That'd be the cute. been a cute baby.
It would have been
a little mocha yeah. baby.
Well, look, on the other hand, Chad already has a handful of kids already, so it's like...
So what's two more added to the picture?
Hopefully, because it's like, do we know that he's taking care of all the others?
Yes, he talks about...
Because he's been on the Shade Room with, like, his oldest daughter, who I think went to, like, prom or something like that, and then, like, he has the youngest daughter who's been doing, like, his little hairstyles mm-hmm. and stuff. Yeah. So it's like, where's the other kids
Wait,
at?
But I've heard about child support issues with those shows, okay. So.
But do you think that since we don't know where those embryos are, do you think that leaves the door ajar for them to get back together?
Absolutely.
Ooh.
Absolutely.
You are hopeful.
Right?
I was rooting for them. I wish they would have shown. I mean, domestic violence was absolutely terrible. That was.
Yeah.
I was really looking forward to their wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was really looking forward to their wedding. But
one thing I wasn't looking forward to were those butterflies.
I wasn't either, to be honest.
I was
honest.
not into that.
I definitely
was not into that.
Anybody else watching the episode, I definitely thought she was going to, like, release her embryos into the water.
Same. I thought she had them with her.
Like, I thought the butterflies were cute.
Did you?
They didn't release them cute at all. That was a real lazy...
Right.
She's like, no, butterflies just go.
Okay, I think you had this, like, real picturesque moment in your head where she opens up this box and these beautiful butterflies fly off, and she opened up a box and the butterflies are like, no, I'm good.
Like doves. We're all looking at it like doves.
Like, those are raggedy butterflies.
No, they didn't want to go, and I think it just kind of killed the moment, and then she was all squealing at them, and, like, they were all in her face, and I just...
She got a 2-for-$1.99 special on those butterflies.
I wonder what pet store sold her.
Like, pop some confetti or something. At least something would fly.
Those were not Petland butterflies.
It probably would have been better to release the embryos.
Mm-hmm. She should have just got some doves. At least we know when she revealed off the, you know, the lid off the box, they would have flew out.
Yeah, they were looking forward to flying.
They didn't want to leave. There were some Crenshaw butterflies. They got comfortable in that space.
They didn't want to leave.
Yeah, this is better. Like, y'all, we just came from the hood. We trying to go back.
They started tapping a box.
Well, you got to think about it. They're on the beach. That's a long way from a tree or a flower.
Yeah,
that's true.
And they want
a long way to go.
They want to go back to the Evelyn Lozada house.
I don't blame them.
They want to go home with Evelyn.
Somewhere in a greenhouse.
Like, no. Somewhere in a greenhouse.
Yeah.
That one stay. She was like, this one won't leave. I would have been better than me. Nowhere.
It's all going nowhere.
Like, for what? Fly away for what?
Well, yeah. Well... It was a little bit awkward at the end with those butterflies not really moving. Yeah.
But seeing Jen and Evelyn's relationship, yeah, that was dope.
That's what was nice.
That was dope.
Yes. Well, let's go ahead and move on to these lunches and lace fronts.
the lunches and lace fronts.
This is where it starts to get interesting. So basically, it's like, once again, it's like, this is how the show always starts. Each group of ladies, they kind of meet for either lunch or drinks or whatever to kind of catch the other one up on the drama and everything. So one lunch that stuck out in particular was... Evelyn, Malaysia, and OG.
Ooh, child.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, this is the prediction from last week where I was like, ooh, I think I'm going to see old Malaysia.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't really quite see her, which I'm happy and sad. I'm happy for the growth of Malaysia that she didn't go there that quickly, but I'm sad because it makes for good TV.
I mean, so. We've seen her old wig.
No way.
Did I not talk about this wig last week? This
you
was
did.
The wig and the bangs.
The peekaboo bangs.
Yeah. And what were they doing this week?
Peeking
and booing. Okay. It was done
it
with those
like
bangs.
It looked like a clip-on bang. It didn't even look like it belonged to that unit.
Well, it looked like the wind hit it, and then after the wind hit it, she like hairsprayed it, and it's just like...
It's that gust of wind. You know how you walk into a restaurant and you get that first gust of wind through the door? I think
but
it was just that
it stayed
walking
there the whole
like,
scene.
It was strong.
It was a strong wind.
Yeah. We don't know if her hair was synthetic or human, so...
That was synthetic. That was synthetic.
Because, you know, synthetic is a little harder to move, so human hair flows with the wind. It was like...
You know, I'm not a wig wearer.
I'm not either, but actually, no, like, just talking about it before, like, I think I want to get into it.
I don't know.
I need a good wig.
It's like...
Yeah, though.
Thanks,
light.
Girl.
Well, your wig is not on display this week, so you are good. You are good.
But yeah, but no, it got a little thick in there because, so, you know, OG starts to ask Evelyn
just saying, just
about
at you. What?
The tension and everything, but you're talking
Girl,
about.
Girl, ain't nothing get thick, but
it
OG's
did get a little
wig.
Bit thick.
OG's wig got thick.
Her wig didn't get thick to the wig party, but we're going to get there because it was a little thin. But
way, it's like, because like instead Malaysia's of Beyonce patience. Talking about she carries hot sauce in her bag, mm-hmm. she may need to carry glue now. Like, it may just be a thing to carry wig glue with you now. Because if it's a little receding back here, mm-hmm. you may need to go in the bathroom and touch it up real quick.
You don't that mean like the, like your cap? Because you adjust the cap from the back, right?
Yeah, if it's sliding too much, it's like Malaysia said, it's a little too tight.
Was it too heavy?
Too tight.
That's what I'm saying. Was it thick?
It could be
and heavy?
Too tight, or it could be heavy, but more than likely it's probably too tight because it starts moving.
You know, like it's gonna pop off. You know.
Yeah, we need a wig class.
You know, next something week, doesn't fit.
Next week we should do a wig class.
That'd be fun.
I was really concerned though. I think that because she had that like piece, that little crown on the front. Mm-hmm. And so like that is really why I like as soon as that they showed her face with that crown, I was like, her wig.
She probably thought that was gonna help hold it. It might have like little clips in it, you know.
Okay. Is that a trick?
I don't know. One, I'm still thinking that the headband was upside down because I don't know any headband that had the horns.
No,
on
I was
the
gonna
top.
Say she looked like a little devil horn.
I think that's I the like, part that actually sticks think, down. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
I think
like
it was
in the
supposed
hair,
to like go down
she,
inside the hair. She thought it would like help secure it, and no.
What dang? No. Where's Sania when you need her?
Right? Because she would have had on
point. Something. Because
I was just her knock knee breasts just threw me off. Like they were just like. Like, it was just awkward.
Oh my God. I'm still... Wait, hold on. Where do you get knock-knee breasts
Because you know,
from?
Like, when you... Actually, when somebody's knock-knee...
Yeah,
like,
I'm knock-knee. So, look, I know...
You know what, girl.
Don't look down. Don't look at my knees. You know what?
But you know, like, when somebody's knock-knee, like, their knees hit, but their legs spread.
Okay.
So, like, her chest or, like, the knees, and then her breasts, like, spread to the other side. Knock-knee boobs. You don't approve?
I feel like I'm going to be looking at people's chests now just to right, see just like to if see. They have knock knee breast or not.
Malaysia kind of felt the same way. She was talking about her outfit when her and Jackie and OG met up. Yeah. She had the side boob out. Malaysia was like, that side boob needs to stay in.
Every episode you hear OG say, you know, this is for my man and my man loves it. So, I mean, we can't hate on it. At least she got a man.
You're right. I can't talk about
I think half the battle ain't got no man.
You
know,
the other
you know one got one man.
Is it just me? It's just me.
I got a man. Oh,
she said.
It's hard out there.
But it's the single I am.
It's in the works. It's in the works.
That's fine.
All right, y'all, go ahead with y'all men.
Whatever. Anyway.
Go ahead with your single.
Let's talk about someone else's launch. Who else met up? Let's talk about Jackie and his acting class real quickly.
Oh, gosh.
Just really quick, because this is where we find out about the wig party, so we can segue into that. So, Jackie and her acting.
I was here for it. I don't know why you look. I was here for it. I was excited. I was really looking forward to this play. And to find out the play was a month ago, I'm very upset. I missed it, Jackie. I wanted to support you.
Well, can we really call it a play if it's a one-night-only play?
That was a pilot.
It's a play.
that was a pilot.
Doesn't a play have like a standing run? This is more like a skit. She was in a skit.
So my friends that watched us last week, they asked me. They said, "Can you guys just please be easy on Jackie this week?"
No.
And I'm like, "Y'all feel like we were bad on Jackie? I thought we were like,
I feel like we're okay with Jackie.
We're okay with Jackie." Yeah. So to my friends, I'm being really nice and saying that I. One fourth of this panel would have supported Jackie in this play.
I would have too. I would have went.
I would have gone just for like the sheer entertainment of it. Mm-hmm. To be honest,
because here's the thing: Jackie is a character, and Jackie could probably act very well. We see like she can go into like all these different emotions, but the thing is, she's also still Jackie, and I feel like she would over exaggerate some things in some scenes.
Who do you guys think would be a better actress, Jackie or Tammy?
Jackie, full on. Jackie has all the theatrics down.
I was going to say Tammy.
I'm going to say Tammy. Because I feel like I just said, like, Jackie's going to over-exaggerate some things. I don't know how tame she's going to stay. You know what I mean? Like, so I just feel like Tammy would be more professional.
Yeah, and I feel like Tammy doesn't have to try at it as hard as I feel like Jackie would. Jackie would try too hard.
I don't know, but see, you know, in her play, her character was Mama Rose or something, wasn't it? So it's like, I wanted to see in her motherly element.
I think that Tammy, to me, can play a good comedic actress. Like, she'll give me some comedy, and then she can also give me, like, that mean, angry woman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But that's it. Jackie has given us every personality
we can ask for.
Yeah, and,
sure.
I mean, and she's done it precisely. Like, Academy Award winning actress is Jackie Christie.
Yeah. Because to be honest, like,
you and I are gonna have words.
Wait, but like to be honest, when has Tammy acted though? It's like Real World, and then she was on a couple of seasons of Steve Harvey Show, wasn't like back in the day. That was like '90s, early '90s, like sitcom.
If I'm not mistaken, she acted recently in a show.
Did she have a scripted show coming out, Tammy?
Bonnet. I think it's her Bonnet Chronicles, right? That's actually
Her Bonnet Chronicles.
Like a scripted VH1 type of thing.
No, she having a reality show.
She has a reality show, but I could have sworn that, you know, I'm gonna deep dive. I'm gonna deep dive real fast. I thought that I read that she has a scripted show coming out soon.
Yeah, I believe.
Wasn't it like the Trillbillies or something? Wasn't it?
No, that's her reality show.
Oh, okay.
But I do think she has something scripted coming out, and she was in a movie. It was on TV1. With Lil Mama.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The mom, I think, if I'm not mistaken. I thought she did pretty good.
I'm going to have to go back and see that.
Yes. I remember it vaguely.
Yeah, you guys got to check that out.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of checking things out, you guys make sure you always check us out right here on YouTube and on iTunes. Make sure you guys subscribe to the iTunes 5 stars. And also when you're on YouTube, make sure you rate us and leave some comments so we can keep this train rolling.
Yes. We want to know, guys, what do y'all think? Do you guys think that Tammy is a better actress, or are you Team Jackie like me?
Team Jackie.
Team Jackie.
And if you're watching us on YouTube right this minute, you can hop in the live chat and let us know, because we got the live chat up.
We'll link that up, and then we'll also come back and chime in next week for you guys that answered if you miss it in the live chat. Mm-hmm. So we can give you guys a shout out next week with that. But so with Jackie, Tammy, and Malaysia meeting up, Malaysia says she wants to go ahead and have a party to try to get everybody together so they can, you know, stop the beef. This never really works, but they always try. So they're going to have a wig party.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
If at first you don't succeed, try again.
I was here for the suggestion of the wig party.
Once she mentioned it was a wig party, it got real overcast in that room. I knew it was a ton of shade coming that way.
Mm-hmm. I think you forgot to mention why she said it was going to be a wig party. Can somebody mention that? You know, I will. Because I'm the shady panelist.
Go ahead.
I'll mention, you know, OG. How do you pronounce her first name? Ogogum?
Not even going to try.
My friend did it. Such a funny, like, African accent.
I'm not even gonna try.
Ogogum or Ogum?
Okay.
I think it's Ogum. So, OG, who is absolutely seems to be like the weakest link of the Basketball Wives cast members.
Yeah.
So actually, like her wigs thus far, these past two episodes have been three episodes have been absolutely terrible. They've been lifted. Agreed.
Mm-hmm.
No. Okay. They've been not cute. looks like they're poorly washed.
You know what?
Not pearl.
Real.
Oh, okay. I thought this was agreement. Like, you guys.
I'm just saying I can't
it
see.
It went way to the left. I know.
Your shade.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, those are all facts.
Yeah, not facts.
Those are all facts. Okay. Even in her confessional time, like, that in her confessional, I'm not sure if that's just a very, very thin weave or if that is a wig.
Oh, that's a stiff wig. That's a stiff wig.
So it might be a very thin wig.
Yeah.
Maybe it had too much product in it.
Yeah. You know, I mean, like, I think you said this while we were watching it. You said that every time that people have their first season on reality television, they are very, like, not 100%.
Mm-hmm.
And then they come back season two and they're, like, glamorous and they know what wigs to wear, what makeup to wear. And I feel like, you know, her, she said she's a makeup artist. She said she was a hairstylist.
Did we capture that?
Yeah, right. I didn't talk about it, but it was one of those things where she was like, I do financial planning. I am a makeup artist. Mm. I run I play football. I do that. And I was just like, is this like a jack of all trades, master of none situation? Mm-hmm. Like, you're trying to do everything so you're good at nothing?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
You are.
Because that makeup, the hair, that all flew over my head.
Well, I don't, all I'm going to say is I don't want her financial planning for me if her makeup and her hair are any indication of what she's good at.
I feel like VH1 gives you that first opportunity to be like, we're going to see if you know how to do your hair and makeup.
Right.
And then it's like next time around, if you stay for that next time, then we'll kind of give you a glam squad to touch you up a
little
bit.
We're not ready to invest in
you. Not yet.
So you and I have rarely agreed thus far this episode, but I very much so agree with you.
Hey, look, we're making progress.
Maybe
it's the wine talking.
We've all had a few sips.
By the way, I know, guys, we brought the wine back. Aren't you excited?
And it's very tasty.
It's super tasty.
Having this lit. But
that was a long sip. What? I know.
Get it.
You're like,
mm,
there's wine. Get it. No, but so Tammy, you know, because as you mentioned, those first seasons. So yeah. Tammy had a rough go about, you know, when she first started. And she mentioned in her confession that maybe Malaysia's, you know, route to kind of getting OG to get a better wig instead of inviting her to a party, like, let her know up front, like, hey, your style is not, this is not great, it's not that. And we were saying, like, I think it's just Tammy speaking from past.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, when OG and Tammy had their one-on-one together, mm-hmm. I think that was a great opportunity for Tammy, being a retired bad wig wearer, because now her wigs are very much so
laid.
Yeah. I think she could have laid some knowledge on OG and say, girl, you know what? Them wigs from that corner store did not work for me, and they not working for you. So I need to upgrade you, take you down to Melrose, and get you something that's better. I think that's what Tammy should have done.
That's true.
But at the same time, I always agree with what Tammy is saying, though, because Tammy always speaks so real, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it was like that scenario of Malaysia, how she presented that whole situation, she definitely could have said that, like, totally different and up front. Like, you know what I mean? Like, oh, okay, like, you know what, sis, I do have a good friend mm-hmm. who's really into wigs. Let's just go down there and test him out. No shade, you know what I mean? Your hair looks lovely tonight, but there's a couple things we could work on.
I think Tammy has played every role, in a sense, on reality television, especially Basketball Wives. She's been the villain. She's been the girl that everybody picked on. She's been, like, the main chick, you know? So I feel like Tammy has, like, pretty much played every role.
Yeah.
You know, we felt bad for her at one mm-hmm. particular point in time. So I feel like she played every role. So to me, when she talks to the new girls, I'm like, okay, she's giving them, like, really good advice. Like, this is what I went through, and this is how, you know, I can help you, or this is what I can offer to you. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's very rare that she, like, a new girl comes on and she, like, immediately, like, pushes them away.
Yeah.
Except for Brandy.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I totally forgot about Brandy.
And then Duffy. But once again, when Duffy came along back, you know, two seasons ago, she embraced Duffy.
She did, yeah. She took Duffy in at first.
I think Tammy, although she says she don't like meeting new people, I think that she does give everybody
willing.
A chance.
Mm-hmm. She may not like it, but she's definitely willing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it starts getting juicy.
After the lace fronts and the lunches.
Mm-hmm. So everybody's caught up on all the drama except for Cece.
Oh, Lord.
Because
Cece.
She has to come in and ask, hey, what happened at the party? Now, first of all, this is when it gets into becoming like VH1 and producers and things like that. Like, y'all just stirring the pots. But you have to do your job. But because the thing is, if you're friends with Kristen, why don't you already know what happened at the party?
She knew what happened.
You know?
Do you really think she did?
I feel like she knew.
Do you feel like... I'm just asking.
I don't know, because she kind of does give off a little ditzy vibe a little bit. So I'm just like, well, she was too busy boxing with her man. So it was like, it probably went way over her head.
FYI, that was cute. That was really cute. I want to work out with my man.
You know what?
Right now, me and my invisible man, we work out every Tuesday and Thursday. I can't wait to get together.
We can go together. I need to get into it.
Have your man take you.
You know what?
Right? You see, I put my guy. So what now?
I'm playing devil's advocate because I kind of felt bad. I felt like Cece walked in and she asked an innocent question of, hey, so how was OG's party?
Mm-hmm.
And you don't think so?
No.
Everybody's face red.
It was so short-lived.
I feel like Cece knew the story, because clearly she has a rapport, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like she knew what happened.
Yeah.
And opposed to, I feel like she wanted to hear, like, OG's side of the story. You know, like that messy friend, like, I want to hear both sides of the story, so let me ask. And to me, she could have put OG, like, away from the other girls. And even though they say that Cece stirred the pot, Tammy turned the fire to the pot on. Because mind you, Tammy sat over there and said, what y'all whispering about?
Yeah.
Yes.
Everybody was like, they whispering?
Yes.
What
everybody was in their own conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah, she did.
So Tammy kind of lit the fire under the pot.
And how did you guys, what did y'all think about Kristen? I don't know. To me, I feel like she got real hot real fast.
She does. This is the second time.
She's like, got I guess bad that's temper just her thing. Something.
Yeah. I think, like, she's taking notes from her man. Because after that conversation, her man was just kind of like, don't let these people, like, run over you. You know what I mean? Type of thing. So she kind of came back, was cocked and loaded. Like, she was ready.
Yeah. No, but with Kristen, not Cece.
Kristen had a conversation with her man too. So I'm like, I think she's just kind of like came back like and
he
kind of like,
gassed her up
yeah.
a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, which I think your man should do. You know, he should gas you up.
Especially if you knew where your man was at. You know what I mean? It's like, don't try to come in here, sis. Like, I know where my man was.
She came in with the intent. Like, if this girl said something to me, it's going to pop up. Because you noticed, like, she was off to the side sipping. And just, like, waiting for the perfect opportunity.
That's what I was, that's what I was going to say. Because I feel like if there's anybody at fault in this whole situation, it's not Cece, it's Kristen. I feel like the way Kristen responded to the whole thing just popped the whole thing off.
I agree to some certain extent because Kristen could have easily have just been like, you know what, I'm not talking to her, I'm not dealing with this right now, I don't like you, you don't like me.
Yeah.
But then Kristen did start the conversation on very respectful because she said, you know what, hi, how are you? And then that's when
it didn't get received well.
And OG said something in regards to, I'm here, what's up? Like, it was just like very
she was like, I'm listening.
In that moment, even though like Kristen said, well, like, you know, we did not speak to each other, so I'm trying to speak to you now. But in that moment of that, it sounds condescending. Like, hello, hi, how are you? Like,
well, they were already fighting.
Yeah, we're already fighting, so I'm not going to really take that the right way.
Exactly.
I hear you. Right, yeah. Like OG said, I hear you, I'm here. What?
It was very jazzy, but I think at the same time, it wasn't. But it wasn't, like, disrespectful. You know, I think she kept it, like, to a tone to let you know, like, I'm not to be messed with.
Yeah.
I have a problem with you, but at the same time, like, let's respect each other, and then let's get off our chest what we have going on. Now, the conversation is completely turned sideways, and I felt like Cece was just, like, left in the middle. Like, I'm starting to feel bad for her.
That's what I'm saying. I had a soft spot in my heart for Cece. I feel like she just kind of got caught in the crossfire.
But to be honest, I feel like both situations could have been a lace friend and lunch type of thing. Like, she could have definitely went to a lace friend and lunch situation with OG. And
well,
then
what
it was
she's
like...
busy working. She's a working woman. She's getting her happy ending.
I forgot.
I'm sorry. No happy endings.
No. I guess we'll talk about this after we talk about the debacle that happened, but it was very funny to hear Cece say, I want to go to each of their places of business.
I know.
And their work. Like... And see how they work. And it was just like, that could have been a whole cricket situation.
It could have been, but like Kristen was saying, why aren't you saying this inside? Say this to them.
That's true. But I'm like, as an audience member, like, what other job do the ladies have besides basketball wise?
Well, Jennifer is worth like over $30 million.
She has a fitness
and a cosmetic company.
Wow.
So, I mean, she can sit pretty.
Okay.
Well, and Evelyn, in our news, we have some news about Evelyn and how she's making up some money.
Yeah,
some
so they're trying to make some coins outside of this. But it still would have been like, it would have been a good enough dig, even though they would have had to come and correct her, like say, well, I've got this and this going on. They would have felt that. Yeah. They would have felt it. You know, so she, stand up for yourself.
Okay, well, let's get back to the gist of how the argument started. I definitely think, and I guess the viewers out there can tell us too, you know, I feel like Kristen... should have argued her point better. I feel like she did jump on OG.
Yeah.
I don't understand how they put Cece in the middle because Cece kind of like once Kristen and OG started going back and forth, Cece kind of was like, oh, okay. But I guess that's what they meant by, you know, they said, oh, you just walked in and you started to mess with me.
Yeah. About the party. And I guess everyone... Like they said, it was a while ago, so I guess the feeling is that everybody kind of knows what happened at the party, so if you are asking, you're starting some stuff.
But they said that everybody was getting along, and I'm like, everybody wasn't. They were coexisting together.
That's the best
thing
we're doing.
To be honest, we knew Kristen was sitting on that whole issue the entire time, though. You can like tell in her face, her demeanor, she was still bothered by that one comment about her husband.
Go back and watch the episode, and you'll see like Kristen in the corner.
She was ready. Mm-hmm. She was ready.
Even when Evelyn,
she was like, say something.
Evelyn asked about OG's wig, like, oh, how does it look, Kristen?
Yeah, she's
not even answering.
What did she say? No, she said no.
Oh, yeah, she's like, do you like it or something like that?
Well, she was kind of like a lion, like waiting in the weeds, like ready to pounce, because I kind of forgot she was there.
That may have been a production tactic, too, though, because it was like Jennifer was standing right next to Evelyn, so that could have been like, oh, like, you know, look at her wig or whatever, but it was like, you got to go way across the room, like, Kristen, what you think about the wig, girl?
And so let's call out Jennifer for starting, for really letting everything really blow up.
Once again,
because
Jennifer.
She's calling Cece out, like, oh, you're starting stuff, and it's like... Why do you have to be so loud about it and start to go off? Like, we know who put the battery in her back. It was Evelyn.
But who is this new girl?
Exactly.
Who is this new Jennifer?
Jennifer only acts like that when she's around Evelyn.
It's true.
Because she knows Evelyn will back her up.
Yeah, because it's like by herself. Jen, was that you in the corner? Look, you said something, Jennifer?
I was really shocked by Jennifer's actions. I was completely shocked. She called CeCe stupid. She called her a couple other names. I was like, Jennifer?
Yeah, and it upsets me that they're so defensive about this rumor. You guys started the rumor. CeCe was simply saying, well, who started it? Where did it come from? And you guys continue to just say, oh, I made it up. Or you heard it from somewhere. Yeah. Where? There's a root. It had to come from somewhere.
She's questioning her degrees at that point. Went to school, and you just really this down.
Like, you know what I'm asking you, sweetheart. Don't call me stupid. You know what I'm asking. Okay. You're the one being dumb right now. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's why I want CeCe to stand up for herself.
I have compassion for CeCe. But at the end of the day, when an issue, if somebody apologizes for an issue and you dead it. CeCe, why would she bring that back up?
Yeah,
like, she did. Every episode, I don't. Okay, you don't do happy endings. It's not on your price list. It's no longer on your menu. It's not on your secret menu. You don't do happy endings. A lot of us are disappointed about that. So we just moved on. Like, okay, you don't do happy endings. Yeah. Like, don't continue to bring it up. Every time you get an argument, your first offense is, well, you guys were talking about me. You said happy endings in my spot. Like, let it go.
I feel like CeCe's already on her second strike. It was like last episode was like, okay, strike one. You really didn't say nothing about like the her party that she was at. It was like, okay, you was crying. Okay. Felt a little emotional for you. This is strike two. You still have yet to, if you want to bring it up again, still address the issue. You know what I mean? Like, you still stand have an underlying issue with these people, and you're just, ready to walk out.
And her storm out was just, like, so, like, how old are you? Like, it was, like, a temper tantrum. It was like, okay. And just, like, she just walked
I was waiting for something else.
Yeah, but I will say, too, though, I've seemed like I'm on, like, the CeCe Brigade or whatever here, but I'm just playing devil's advocate in the whole thing. Like, again, the issue was between Kristen and OG. All CeCe did was ask about it, and then all of a sudden, they're going at it, and then they turn and they look at her. It's like, we were having a good time until you walked in, blah, 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 and open your mouth. So I feel like if I was in that position and I started getting attacked just for asking a question, I'd be like, you know what? I'm out. I'm going to leave, too.
But if you haven't learned with these girls, the moment you have a backbone and you stand up for yourself, the less crap they come at you with.
Well, that's true. That's a good point.
So they won't come at you. To me, like, Jennifer picking on you?
Come on now.
If it was me, that whole situation would have went totally different. Like, if they would have been like, oh, Kristen, you know what I mean? She would have been like, oh, you know, you shouldn't have brought it up. I'm like, sis, you still bothered about this comment she said about your man. Like, it's time for you to speak up, too.
Well,
it's like, Jennifer, like, aren't you still going through something with your man within this restraining order? Like, don't come for me, sis. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, don't come for me, sis, unless I send for you.
We do have a couple people in the live chat right now, and basically one of our viewers was just saying that by CeCe, she was being called messy, and by her walking out, that was her version of defending herself.
That was not
not with them
girls. That was not a good defense mechanism.
No.
Try again.
Dust yourself off.
Yeah. Dust yourself off and try again.
Like you said, not with that group, because like you said, you have to show them that you have the backbone. They will continue. And like we said again, Jennifer, like you're letting Jennifer
bullying you.
Dead silence. Like, come on.
We all like,
no.
Yeah. So
and she, Jennifer, read her
to
life.
Phil, like for Phil, like,
and she said nothing. There's only two stupids. I let you get your mouth. Mm-hmm. It's the stupid before I pop you, and the stupid after I pop you. And those are two.
You're barely getting that one.
You barely get that last stupid is a stupid.
That one.
And that's it.
You know what?
That is all you're gonna get.
That's all you're gonna get. Mm-hmm. So, well, in essence, I would guess we all feel bad for CeCe to some degree, but we are very frustrated that CeCe, who trains, who beats, you know, takes kickboxing lessons, you know, can probably, like, flip her husband upside down.
That's, you know, maybe I'll say this. Maybe she is just, you know, like, I know I would, like, literally probably kill those girls.
Yeah.
If I really go. So I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt, maybe, because she does do all that training and you know, real fighting. So maybe she's just trying to hold back and spare them.
This is my I don't believe you face.
CeCe only got one more chance with me.
I'm trying to have some hope for CeCe. Well,
CeCe only has one more chance with me before I'm just like, oop, bye.
So
sis.
Maybe at next episode, and maybe we'll put this on predictions, but maybe next episode.
Yeah, we're gonna, she'll do something. We're gonna hit into predictions in a minute, but let's go ahead and get into our special segment.
Ooh.
Foul play.
Ooh. I like this mysterious music. Oh, wait, this is an icebox, huh?
Oh, right. Oh, oh, I don't know where my heart used to be. So, foul play is our segment where we have the ladies who... This makes me want to deliver it differently. Like, so, this is foul play.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Foul play. When the ladies
have the worst attitude mm-hmm. of the worst moment of the night. Ooh.
Really good, actually.
I like that. I felt like I was on late night radio. Like, yes, girl, yes.
I was trying to deepen my voice.
And who wants to go first with their foul play?
You had.
You know what? I'm throwing the flag all the way on the play with OG and this Malaysia lace front lunch. Because, yeah, like Malaysia was saying, I definitely don't agree with you kind of bringing up your, you know, your friend's business. And it's like, if you already know the drama or if you don't know, it's kind of like best to go to your friend and kind of ask that situation rather than go to the enemy and be like, girl, what's the tea? Like, you got to catch me up on this. Like, it's already dead and gone, sis. Like, we don't even want to bring that up anymore. So, I'm going to have to throw a foul on that one. OG is rubbing me the wrong way.
I'm throwing a foul play, actually, on Kristen. Even though I'm team Kristen. I'm throwing a foul play on her because I feel like if you know that Cece does not have the backbone to stand up for herself, why not in that conversation kind of say, yo, chill out. Like, leave Cece alone. So, maybe if Cece feel like she had that friend that was going to, like, fight with her opposed to everybody being against her, maybe she could finally stand up for herself.
Yeah.
So, if, and that's her, like, and isn't that, like, her mother-in-law or something?
Like, just about, almost.
I think Leah is, like, her stepmother-in-law or something.
Mm. I think they were just friends.
No.
No, because Byron is her
father-in-law.
Yes.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, so Cece's married to her father-in-law. So.
Oh, okay.
Like, but, I mean, but they're friends. They're the same
age. I don't
know
that they're married yet. I think they're just boyfriend-girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
Byron and Cece?
Yeah.
I think they're just dating.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't think they love each other.
You do a foul on that play.
That is a little foul. That is a little...
But I feel like if she had... If Cece had Kristen, like, stand up for her or just begin to stand up for her, maybe then she would be like, okay, well, I got somebody to have my back and I could say something.
Yeah.
But running outside and then, like, talking to her or trying to confront her outside, then y'all two are bickering when y'all came into this thing together...
Their friendship is really being tested.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't see a friendship there, though.
I don't know. Yeah, it may not be as strong as they thought.
Let me tell you how loyal I am as a friend. If me and you were on the show together, you already know. If they say something to Kayla, they say something to Jay Lamar. I'm like, what you say about us?
This is a situation.
It is, and it's true, and I'm not saying that there's an excuse for it, but you also have a different relationship when it's family.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. And so, I like you were saying, their friendship's being tested, but yeah, but it's deeper than that.
Yeah.
You know, it's family.
And, and speaking of family, too, it's like, I thought Malaysia would have stepped up, too, because remember, she was all, all for, oh, this is my family, you know, like, I ride hard for my family, and she was kind of sitting back, she was actually team, blaming Cece, since you should have never brought that up.
Malaysia introed them, and then dipped out, pulled back from their relationship.
Maybe it was one of the type of things where everybody just wanted to see if Cece could do it by herself.
Maybe.
So everybody was like, okay, let's just see. But to me, after I seen, my friend just, having a... Because Cece, she was having a meltdown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
After I seen, my friend or my family having a meltdown, that's when I'm like, yo, y'all need to chill out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or line up. Chill out or line up.
Don't worry about it. What was your foul play?
My foul play was every single time they showed OG her nude lip color was so foul.
Oh my gosh.
So foul.
You knew that bothered me.
So foul.
I was so bothered.
So this is funny though, because when I said it at the table, you have on nude lipstick and you did like this.
Oh no, I reapplied before we started.
I was definitely not feeling that color. I was like, no, sis. It was too pale for her skin tone.
Yeah, exactly.
It didn't do much for her.
Yeah, it she just had a hole in the middle of her face. You seen no lips. Yeah. You just seen a hole.
My foul play, will have to be OG as well. I feel bad. I feel like we're going in on OG. But
isn't
Kristen
that
it is. But Kristen was coming out of rose gold boots. I didn't mind those boots.
Those were kind of cute.
I like them too. But
that belt around that tummy one, cute.
Yeah, that was cute. I like the boots. But OG was like, Army is out. Like, who's wearing Army? Excuse me, camo is in this season. It's totally in.
Camo was never out.
First of all, it never really went out. But, it legit is it's the season. You can see it everywhere. It's so many different colors right now. You know, you have your pink and whites and reds. And
how many people in the cast have camo, though?
Tammy has it on. Kristen. Evelyn has rocked it, you know. So, camo is in, sweetheart.
Camo is in.
So that's my foul play. But let's go ahead and get into some news before we run out of time.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Well, first little tidbit of news. If you guys saw Tammy's Instagram, she chopped her hair.
Yes.
So she's got this new pixie cut going, which I actually really like.
I love it. I'm here for all of it.
She looks super hot.
I enjoy it. New body, new cut.
Right?
I mean, look at that.
She's giving me Nicole Murphy vibes.
Yeah.
And Nicole Murphy slays. Yes. So it's like, okay, Tammy, come through. And I feel like with her age,
y'all see that? That's new money.
Yes, it is.
That's new money right there.
Yes, with her age and then like her new weight loss journey too. This is such a good hairstyle that depicts all of that. Mm-hmm. She looks amazing.
She's aging backwards, y'all.
Yes.
She's doing something right.
She looks really good.
It's that man, that young man.
She on that Stella got her group back. She got her Winston over there.
That's her cougar life.
That's true. Moving on to our girl Evelyn has a new skincare line and jewelry line that she's launching. And you know how you guys, y'all saw in the episode, the butterfly earrings?
Please tell me they're available.
Those are hers.
Oh my gosh.
Where can we get those?
It's called the Evelyn Lozada Jewelry Collection. It ranges from about 45. It says the collection, which is priced from 45 to 58, and is available on EvelynLozada.com.
Oh, very affordable.
Yeah.
And this picture of Evelyn, though?
That's gorgeous. Right? Like, I would buy your skincare products.
Calo Skincare, C-A-L-O Skincare.
I just hope for $50 that these earrings don't tarnish and change colors. Because, you know, like a good earring, it's like...
They're really cute, though.
When they change colors, you just
do And I'm surprised she's just now doing, like, this earring thing, because, you know, when she even first started with Basketball Wives, there was this whole movement of all the earrings that she would wear, and they became really popular, so I'm surprised it took her this long to do a jewelry line. Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah.
Evelyn's a hoop girl.
She is.
She rocks it.
That's that Bronx, New York. Yeah.
What else do we have?
Finally, Jen and her man, her ex-man Tim, are both denied restraining orders against each other.
They both look crazy in this photo.
Well,
we have to let the people know who Tim is. Tim is from the world-renowned Sweetie Pie's restaurant franchise.
It's true.
And I cannot believe his mother,
also known as Miss Robbie Sin.
Miss Robbie would not approve of this, Tim.
She would not. She's probably cursing him out somewhere.
Probably. But somewhere. I don't know. The way Jen been acting, if she treating him like that, I don't want to restrain her. Like, she treated CeCe, I don't want to restrain her order, too.
I'm mad because Way Production has, like, all types of false advertisement going on. Because, like you were saying, he is on the show Sweetie Pies, and it was, like, on there, he was granted, like, some type of restraining order. And then it was, like, wasn't the first episode she was going around, like, at
they
the did, court really
they
happy
only,
that she
they
got...
Because they only last for, like, 3 months or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so then you have to get it renewed, so both of them were denied the renewal.
If
both
of us want a restraining order against each other...
Just stay away from each other.
I know.
It's a waste of time, money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Outfits, court fees.
Next.
Anyway.
Right. That's all the news I got this
night. Well, let's go ahead and wrap this up with some predictions.
Yes.
Now, your AfterBuzz predictions.
Ooh. I'm going to jump it off with a really good prediction.
All right.
I definitely predict that on the next episode that we are going to see bad wigs from OG.
I predict two things. We're still going to see a horrible nude lip on OG. I don't think her lipstick is going to change until next season. But I'm waiting to see what type of foot Shawnee is going to put down, because Shawnee's business is being told.
It's about time.
It is about time.
Well, it's like everybody's business has been put out in the forefront except Shawnee's. It's like, what? Shawnee, somebody was sleeping with your ex?
Yeah,
I know.
With that, to piggyback off your prediction, so Tammy and Evelyn are going to go at it again. And this time, that beef is going to get real. Because it seems like Tammy's the one that spilled the tea initially on this little secret. So...
Well, I'm going to stay on my CeCe bandwagon, and I'm going to say CeCe sticks up for herself in the next episode.
Let's hope so.
You are so positive. That's the mom in you. Because
she got about one more time with me.
Yeah. I'm almost done, too. But don't be done with us, guys. We will be back next week to talk about more Basketball Wives. You guys can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at ElMarieTV.
Yes, you can find me at IMJLamar on all social media platforms.
You can find me also at the only_KaylaRenee.
And I'm Laura L. Thomas, Laura at Laura L. Thomas TV. Got it.
You sure?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm tired.
This is the one. Bye, guys. See you next
week. See you later, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.